insieme come nel acqua mattini episodio da quadrangolo alla quella listi o con aggiornate ma soggetti ne conoscenne discuto per il programma limis in hajicom bis titolo il Facebook page tana quadrangolo o tkunu tistgħu segwu minn hemmhekk. Illum fil-programma għandna magħna lil żewġ membri tal-organizzazzjoni ta' ISEC, organizzazzjoni internazzjonali, li se nkunu qed intervistawhom bl-Ingliż, u aktar tard fil-programm fir-rokna kulturali se ikollna lil membri mill-band The Travelers. Welcome, Amy and Gabriella.
Hi.
Hello.
Amy is the local committee president for ISEC Malta, whilst Gabriella is the external relations manager of ISEC at the University of Malta. What is ISEC for those who have never heard about this organization, and what are your personal roles in ISEC?
Okay, so I'm going to be testing my French here, but ISEC actually stands for Association Internationale des Etudiantes en Scientifique, Economique et Commerciale. I managed to say that in one breath, so I'm quite proud of myself. So what ISEC is, it is an international non-governmental organization that actually represents over 70,000 active members in 2,400 universities and is pervasive in 126 countries and territories. So we're quite widespread over here. What ISEC really promotes is leadership development. Now, the concept of leadership may be a bit vague, but what ISEC really does is place youth in challenging environments and encourages practicality so that they would be overcoming those challenges and would actually be ready for their place at work, for instance. ISEC really focuses on multiculturalism, acting diversity, cultural tolerance, acting sustainably. These are all aims of ISEC and traits that one should have as an ISECer.
Yes, so on an everyday basis, a random member of ISEC would be working on conferences or project management. So, for instance, one of our functions would be to send multi-students on exchange abroad. And how that would work is, you know, speaking with the local youths, giving more information, liaising with international ISEC entities, so for instance, a Brazilian local committee. And like that, we would be able to find and send a Maltese youth on one of the projects which we put up. So for instance, on education. So yes, for instance, with ISEC, you can go and teach English in one of the slums in Brazil, for example.
And how does the Maltese branch of ISEC work with all its other networks around the world?
With regards networking, we really have a lot of touch points in terms of conferences, summits, Skype calls even. It is our culture to be so interconnected with entities abroad. At the end of the day, we are all working towards one common goal, so it obviously makes sense to globally act towards that particular initiative.
The vision of ISEC International is the peace and fulfillment of humankind's potential. So, of course, we're not talking about one person here. We're talking about literally the world. So, as Gabriella said, we're constantly either traveling for international conferences, Skyping with each other, emailing, and so on.
What are some interesting activities and events you've had recently, and any upcoming events you can tell us about?
Okay, so with regards to past events, we have had quite a number of successful events. We have had public training workshops. We also did a workshop at the CHOGEM Youth Forum, where we were promoting the implementation of sustainable development goals, which were proposed back in the United Nations in September. And also we had another event, which was called Youth Spark, which was done in collaboration with Microsoft, along with other national partners such as Connect and PwC. And what we did during this event was to give information technology, which is something that is that might be considered as a niche nowadays, a more innovative twist, and also something that is seen as interdisciplinary to all the other areas. It was a very interesting event, according to the students. They benefited a lot from it, and it is something, it is events of this caliber that ISEC strives to achieve and be placed.
And if we were to look forward, there is the event Youth Speak that will be happening in the middle of March. From here, I invite all students to join us for the day. What we will be doing is it would be a day where we invite professional partners of ours. So, for instance, PwC, Connect, and Microsoft, and many, many others. And what we'll be doing is we'll be discussing entrepreneurship, there would be workshops for the students and, of course, networking spaces between all of us. This would be the third edition of Youth Speak. Previously, it was known as Youth to Business, and it's going to be held in the middle of March. We're going to be basing it on three pillars: entrepreneurship, education, and sustainability. And I would definitely encourage all local students to attend. So just keep your eyes peeled for our Facebook page and our Facebook event.
This is the perfect opportunity for you as youth to convene with senior leaders in order to discuss particular issues that are pressing at the moment, to discuss the sustainable development goals, and to also come out of that event with concrete action steps to actually help bring about solutions to the world's problems.
Why did you both personally want to join ISAC, and how has your experience been so far?
Ever since I got into university, I always wanted it to be an experience beyond just studies. First year, unfortunately, it was just going to lectures, going home, and it was a never-ending cycle of me and books. However, when second year came around, I was adamant that I wanted to improve my university life because I felt that I wasn't really reaping the benefits. So Freshers' Week came. As an enthusiastic second year that I was collecting all the freebies that I was getting, and I encountered the ISAC stand, and the first thing that they told me was, what are your strengths and weaknesses? And to be honest, at that point, all I could list were weaknesses and no strengths. So I'm like, this has to stop. So in that regard, the ISAC stand really stood out from the rest of the stands, and I decided to sign up for ISAC. At that point in time, I had no idea what I was getting myself into. But after that, we had a couple of meetings, we had presentations to do. It was becoming more and more interesting each time. Then we had our initial conference, and that, I must add, in retrospect, that is the most interesting and amazing conference, being in a room with 60 people who all share the same goals, who are as welcoming as my own family. They were simply amazing, and that is one of the best ISAC experiences that I have to date. From then on, it was a sort of motivation to keep on striving in ISAC. I started out as marketing manager, as a team member, and now I am handling external relations, so I feel that I've come a long way when it comes to ISAC. I have obviously a couple of anecdotes along the way. For instance, ISAC has given me the first opportunity to attend an international conference, which is known as Euro Expro, where over 100 countries, they convene together to discuss particular issues about ISAC, strategies for ISAC, and where we see ISAC in the future. So it was my first time traveling alone. I had to catch two connecting flights. Against all odds, I arrived in Portugal, which was the place where the conference was held. Unfortunately, my luggage didn't. So it was an interesting experience from the very start. I thought I was going to have the clothes I was carrying on my back for the next 7 days, but I was lucky enough to get my luggage that day. Apart from the slight misfortune, which ended up being a great icebreaker with the other conference attendees, it was an atmosphere that it is rare to experience nowadays. And conferences for me are one of the main things that motivate me and continue helping me to move forward in ISAC.
Well, my story is slightly different. During the first year, I was quite active on campus, but I wasn't part of one particular organization. I was part of little projects. So, I don't know, I was teaching at the Cotonera Resource Center. I was volunteering with environment organizations, so I was doing a little bit of everything. And then at the end of the first year, I remember I wanted to go on exchange, and ISAC was one of the possibilities. And I remember I went to the information session, but at that moment I didn't take the opportunity up, unfortunately. So then a few months later, I was at the Freshers' Week as well, so during my second year. And whilst I was going around the Freshers' Week, I met some of my friends, and they were all covered up with ISAC t-shirts and ISAC bands and ISAC everything. And they were telling me about the organization. And I was like, yeah, no, like, thank you, but, you know, I really would like to focus on school. And also, like, all the ISACers looked very enthusiastic and crazy and, you know, all over the place. And I was still very shy as a person. So then I was like, okay, no, thank you, like, this isn't for me, but, you know, I appreciate the invitation. A few days later, again, I met another friend who was apparently an ISACer, and this person was a dancer, and I was like, okay, so maybe I might as well try it out, because I was dancing myself. Anyways, I went to the information sessions. I remember I didn't want to go to the second one, and whilst I was going back home, I met the local committee president then, who told me, yeah, like, you're coming, right? You're coming to the information session. I was like, yeah, but I only went because I had met her. But it turned out to be the best thing I've ever did in my life, because here I am, 3 years down the line. Throughout my experience, first I was an outgoing exchange, as a member. I helped organize a global village on campus, which was great. We had over 20 countries and we had over like 150 people from the university. It was great fun, everyone was dancing, and there was a bit of everything in terms of cultures. Then I went on to the outgoing exchange team as a person sending Maltese youth on exchange, and eventually I applied for the vice president for outgoing exchange, and it was one of the greatest experiences over there, since I traveled to Italy, I FACI'd in different local conferences, and I learned a lot in terms of project management, public speaking, entrepreneurship, and so on. Now, during the last year, I applied for president, and this is where I am, 3 years down the line. It has been a hell of an experience, but I'm very thankful for it.
And how is the organization structure, both locally and universally? How does it work?
Normally, in every university, there's a local committee. So it would be the local branch of ISEC over there. On top of the local committees, there's the national board. There would be only one national board per country, and it would take care of ISEC strategically for that country. So, for instance, in Malta, currently, we only have one local committee, given that we only have one official university. But if you were to go to Italy, for instance, which is a few miles away from here, there are over 25 local committees over there. And again, there would be one national board. And then if you were to take it one level up, there would be the regional network. So, for instance, we are part of the WENA region, the Western Europe and North America. But there are other regions. So, for example, there's for the Asia Pacific, or there's MENA, the Middle East and North Africa. And there would be regional coordinators. And then on top of that, there's the AI, ISEC International, which is the topest board for ISEC, and it would be them. It's a team of around 35 people, something like that, and they would be taking care of ISEC on a strategic level.
ISEC is considered to be one of the oldest university organizations, if not the oldest one. It's quite rich in history. Could you give us more information about how it started, maybe?
Of course. So it all started back post-World War II. A lot of people were very sick of the atrocities and the gory scenes that they were seeing. They were being exposed to bombings every day, fatalities, injuries, no homes, and it was all getting a bit too much. There were 7 people in particular who were not passive about it. They were also sick of the atrocities, but they decided to do something. So they all met up under one roof. Note that they did not speak the same language. They spoke in both English and French. So you can only imagine that there was a bit of a language barrier in that respect. And they decided to come up with a global solution that would put an end to all wars. And that is how ISEC was born. ISEC as a concept was there to evade future wars and promote what Amy has correctly pointed out in the beginning of this interview, peace and fulfillment of humankind's potential. This phrase, which might seem a bit ambitious to many, does not simply mean lack of war. It means tolerance of different cultures, understanding one another. Because surely when you understand one another and from where someone is coming from, then there won't really need to be any wars, any discrepancies in opinions. It's all a matter of understanding, and that is what ISEC strives to achieve through membership programs and exchange programs.
Yes, and if I was to take a look just around campus, I would see a lot of ISECers around. So, I mean, that was lots of years ago, quite a lot, I mean, after the Second World War. But now, even some of our members, for example, there was a member who was recently telling me that his father was in marketing when he was at university, so about 35 years ago. And also I have a lecturer, it's a funny story actually. She's Brazilian and she wanted to go on internship about 4 to 5 years ago. So she went on an internship with ISEC to Italy. Over there she met a Maltese person who was also on internship with ISEC, and of course they fell in love and they got married and they settled in Malta, and now she lectures in the marketing department. So it's quite a funny story, but it's interesting and exciting to see what ISEC can do.
Where do you imagine ISEC to be in 10 years' time with regards to exchanges and traveling?
I imagine ISEC to be a growing culture, both in the mentality and mindset of the Maltese when it comes to traveling and exchanges. For some, 6 weeks might be a long time away from home. However, in actual fact, it is the time required to actually adapt to that particular culture. So at the end of the day, in 10 years' time, what I would like ISEC to achieve is a slow growth mindset, which would ultimately embrace diversity and also embrace challenge, which is something that might be a bit difficult for people to achieve.
From my side, I would imagine ISEC as an organization that's celebrated by youth, which have become by then more globally minded, more understanding of different cultures, and more accepting of everyone. So I would imagine ISEC exchanges being a basic, like a basics, as if you're doing your O-levels. And for sure, more people to be traveling and, you know, to exhibit true leadership traits. For example, if I were to talk about my own experience in Bulgaria, I actually went on exchange with ISEC during summer of 2015. I was teaching English to Bulgarian children in Varna, Bulgaria. It's on the east side of the country. And it was very interesting to see people who have no idea about the language. And for them to be so interested and so excited to learn a completely new language, because they realize that because of the way their education system is shaped, they cannot basically communicate with the rest of the world. In fact, over there, you know, the culture is to speak Bulgarian, and the idea of knowing English is still very remote, very, very low. So you have to see the kids, 9 year old kids who have no idea what like basic things are in English, being so excited. And by the end of the 6 weeks, it was truly empowering to see all these children, you know, managing basic sentences. Of course, I wasn't alone. I was part of a team. Interns like me from all over the world. There was a Brazilian, a Mexican, there was a person from Egypt, Poland, Serbia, China, Kazakhstan, you know, a bit of everything in terms of culture, knowledge, level of English. So it was very interesting to just, first of all, be part of a team, of an international team, and also deliver an international experience to little Bulgarian children.
So all in all, ISEC, both in Malta and also internationally, we all strive to achieve a positive impact on the society that needs us most. We are supported by a number of entities, including one of the largest organizations, the United Nations.
If people are interested in joining ISEC or learning more about the organization, how can they contact you or find out more information?
We have a Facebook page, which is ISEC Malta, spelled A-I-E-S-E-C. We also have an ISEC website, which is isec.org.mt.
Thank you, Amy and Gabriella, for joining us today, and I wish you all the best for your studies and your work with ISEC.
Thank you for the opportunity as well from our side.
Yes, we greatly appreciate.
Issa se nisimgħu flimkien, Sempliċità, l-ewwel single tal-band The Travelers.
Sempliċità, ma l-ħabba din il-komunità. Rap, kondu trap terġa fil-irmet u biss il-konfini għal-intelligenza umana. Sawnit fal-kolla verħana, mandom xal-segara u l-futur. L-unika ħajja jgħidik tal-lum, kem sendum u nipakjaw fit. Duru d-dinja skont la-fit, fal-tal-art, bla-konfini, naru il-bord, bl-barxini. Mutaki tarab il-mutu s-sot Nwaslu dal-messaj dan il-konfront Jisfina ritmo anġlu jiti Dan bahar blu dan kollu għalik Jidjek fidin duru d-dinja Karo b-sini jow tal-linja Ferro fija li jizid Xen neġbaw bil-mixi Naru s-sil xin gawdu l-ħajja Musrik dar s-sil uġraja Taguni min ta-kul is Ħajja wahda għalbi Sono
għadna u jidna fiskit Jurik dinja kolla l-luq tal-wis Għawnek karrasna u jidna fil-kwis Nasmu din il-ġibda jeb-dimki Għal-purifikazzjoni ta' din-natura L-attenzjoni ma' jim-sfortuna Għaġdanu għal-ħin dan un-moment Nasmu dinja e kontent Jek fidin duru dinja Karozzini jew tal-linja Ferro fija li jettir ċennex bħaw bil-mixi Narus il-ċingaw dur-ħajja Muzdik dar-ze uġraja Dragun jimen ta' kol-es Aja wahda għal-finne
Nilqakom lura għal-rokna kulturali ta' Kwadranglu. Llum magħna fl-istudio għandna lil Silvano u lil Michael mill-band Travelers. Nsemmilkom nirringrazzjakom tal-qajtu l-istadina tagħna.
Grazzi tal-istadina tiegħek.
Kif kontu qed tgħidu li qabel ma beda l-programm, The Travelers hija stabbilita bħala band għal tliet snin sħaħ. Però issa sirna nisimgħu iktar bikom minn duhr ixtu l-video tagħkom. Kif oriġinat bħala band?
Il-band oriġinat primarjament kien hemm it-tliet membri Joseph fuq il-trumpet, Chris vocals u Clayton fuq il-bass. Imbagħad iktar tard inġojnja jien u Michael u għandru fuq il-kitarra u formajna The Band Travelers.
Minn hemmhekk oriġinata, kif qal tajjeb, tliet membri kienu f'band oħra. Mbagħad ovvjament dejjem kellhom dik il-ħolma li l-mużika jieħdu aktar bis-serjetà, jiktbu disk oriġinali tagħhom, u fil-fatt minn hemmhekk bdew rajt ifittxu l-ewwel gitarrist, rajt daħal Andrew. Li huwa songwriter tagħna wkoll, Silvano, saxophone bat fl-aħħar ħafviċina ħalili biex nidħol jien bħala drummer tal-band. Minn hemmhekk ġri f'April ta' 2013 bdejna bħala band Travelers.
Bħala band għadkom kif id-debut tajtu bl-ewwel single tagħkom Sempliċità. X'kien il-proċess li bih oriġina dan is-single u kif ġie milquh mill-pubbliku s'issa?
Aħna naħsbu li ma konniex nistennew daqshekk feedback tajjeb min-nies. Ippjanajna kif ħajkun il-marketing u il-promotion tal-video imma ir-respons li kellna min-nies kienet tajba ħafna. L-idea wara l-video kienet illi ikun hemm kopja illi bażikament trid taħrab mis-soċjetà, mill-irbit tas-soċjetà. U naħseb nilqatna l-punt.
Ekku. Tajjeb li ngħidu li Sempliċità hija l-ewwel single tagħna, hija parti mill-EP li għandu joħroġ aktar il-qudiem. L-sena, dal-waqt, li pi ħajkun bħamiż diski Maltin. Sempliċità kienet id-debut bil-lirika Maltija. Huwa proġett ta' xejn ambizzjuż, naħseb u ġdida u Malta, jiġifieri biex band lokali tikteb bil-lirika Maltija bi-stil ta' 2016 kontemporanju pop. Naħseb irnexxilna u irnexxilna b'mod tajjeb ħafna. Aha, u l-istorja kif qal eżatt Silvano ekku, jiġri l-lirika stess tajlek. Moħ malu ħabba din il-komunità, ġifiri il-kopja t-taħrab mill-irbit tal-soċjetà biex finalment jiexu ferħanin ma' xulxin.
U kif inhi l-esperjenza tagħkom bħala membru tal-band?
Ifhimni. Li taħdem fi grupp hija sabiħ ħafna diffiċli, trid tiftakar li bħala band aħna din sitt membri.
Diffiċli l-ammont ta' opinjonijiet differenti.
Opinjonijiet differenti anki. Biex nitqgħu għall-rehearsals min ma jistax, min jista' dik il-ġurnata min ma jistax biex insibu ħin. Imma naħseb l-esperjenza li kellna. U bil-ftehim żommejna naħseb il-ħin tal-band tajni għall-priorità f'ħajjitna. Jiġri nafu li f'dak il-ħin f'dik il-ġurnata hemmhekk band. Niġġieldu.
Kollin xi nżid għal Michael huwa li kull membru minn tal-band jisu għandna l-istess goal. Forsi ġa moħna, wieħed jista' jgħid u kulħadd jixtieq il-ġi tal-band, u forsi dak li jkun ikollu opinjoni differenti kif nistgħu nilqgħu dak il-goal.
Nippruvaw niddiskutu niftehmu xulxin.
Dik l-iktar importanti.
La semgħitulna qabel li intom band awċija. Kollha awċin. Sfidi, vantaġġi, żvantaġġi li għadkom bħala band awċija l-awareness.
Naħseb iktar milli bħala band awċija. iktar palla individualment li aħna għawċin li dik li t-toqqa taqsam għal-Malta.
Fil-fat li sem The Travelers minn emmek oriġina, tajjeb nejdu. Aħna, fimni, naqsmu kull ġimgħa xogħol, skola, anke affarijiet. Allura mill-ewwel The Travelers hekk minn hemmhekk oriġina l-isem. Bħala ħajja tawċi naħseb mhix fimni diffiċli. Nitalaw il-ħad flasġija u Malta, ninżlu, sorry, aħna nejdu nitalaw. Ninżlu Malta, tagħmel ġimgħa maqtuħ mill-familja u trid tagħmel kollox int iddabbar rasek, jiġifieri issajjar int taħseb ħejjeġ int. Tħossha d-differenza, but terġa' tkun looking forward li tiltaqa' mal-familja l-ġimgħa.
Mod kif laqgħukom in-nies. Tagħmel differenza xawċin jew le?
Laqas fejn naħseb minn naħed takbar.
Naħseb inizjalment il-follow tagħna kien naħseb kollha nista' ngħidu għawċi
ġenerali.
Ġewwa għawdex konna magħrufin. U x'in ħriġna s-single dejna niġu iktar magħrufin
mal-dik ridna li
mal-Malti.
Il-pass li miss ikun li naqbżu ġewwa Malta. L-ewwel insomma kellna gig tal-beer fest ġifieri. Esperjenza tal-ġen ħafna ġifieri dik kienet l-ewwel gig tagħna ġewwa Malta. U ntlaqajna b'mod tajjeb ħafna ħseb hemmhekk l-ewwel pass li nibdew ninfirxu ġewwa Malta issa bid-diska sempliċità naħseb.
Peressi li l-ewwel single tagħkom huwa bil-Malti u ġim il-qoħ tajjeb ħafna. Taspiraw li tibqgħu tikbu mużika bil-Malti jew bil-Malti biss jew tħaltu jew tibqgħu għall-Ingliż.
Diġà għedna l-EP li ħdimna bih issa ġri ħames diski bil-Malti. Il-qoddim ma nafux jista' jiġri.
Għandna we're looking forward ġifieri, speċjalment wara din il-feedback u li laqgħuna daqshekk tajjeb in-nies. Aħna jekk inħossu l-bżonn illi nikbu iktar bil-Malti, mhix ħekkum.
Rridu naraw il- mhix kif taqbad hemm mhix il-bżonnijiet imma fejn ħajwassalna dal-proġett. Forsi qatt ma jkollniex aktar aspirazzjonijiet jew id-drive li nikbu bil-Malti u jiġina ċans li nikbu bl-Ingliż.
Up to the future.
Ekku.
Ma għandkomx proġetti għal-futur qarib bħala band jew forsi individwalment ukoll?
Aha, f'Marzu li ġej so passat oħroġ it-tieni singil tagħna.
Imbagħad għandna l-launch ta' l-EP.
Il-launch ta' l-EP li ħajkun dal-wara.
Ħajkun dal-pjanaw.
Qegħdin nippjanaw bħalissa gas dawn sal-pjanċa. Dawk bħala gigs sissa ma għandna xejn kwieti. Fil-fatt anki l-kantant Sifer 5 weeks il-Kambodja fuq volontarjat. Mbagħad xi niġi nerġgħu nibdew naqbdu r-ritmu tajjeb.
Semmejt għandna wkoll il-beer fest, forsi tisperaw li tibqgħu tieħdu sehem tipparteċipaw kull sena.
Fil-fatt qegħdin fid-diskussjoni magħhom biex nerġgħu nieħdu sehem magħhom dis-sena.
U jekk xi ħadd ikun interessat biex jikkuntattjakom għall-gigs jew forsi events, kif jista' jagħmel dan?
Aħna għandna l-page fuq il-Facebook, The Travelers, so itlu għamlu like. U tistgħu tkunu updated fuq x'materjal ħanħorġu fil-futur qari.
Ekku, u jistgħu jikkuntattjana wkoll fuq thetravelersmalta@gmail.com.
Allum sar ikollna nikkonkludu nikkexil ħin qed jafas. Jiena nirringrazzja lilkom is-semija li naqgħu magħna kif ikun nirringrazzja lil The Travelers tal-li ġejtu u nawguralkom għall-futur kemm bħala band u anke fl-istudju tagħkom. Tinfakar lilkom is-semija li Kwadranglu jerġa' jkun magħkom nhar l-erbgħa fit-tminja ta' filgħaxija b'repetizzjoni nhar is-sibt fl-10 u nofs. Dejjem fuq Campus FM. Inselmilkom.